And next we have Suzanne Owens, and I always look forward to her astute, poetic observations, and I'm sure tonight will be no exception. Please welcome Suzanne Owens.
I don't need my glasses. Hi. I'd like to dedicate this poem that I started to think of to the young boy who was shot in Ferguson, Mississippi. This is a poem from my book about actresses, Famous, Funky, and Forgotten. And this is about Fanny Kemble, actress and abolitionist, 1809 to 1893. She was one of the first writers to use a typewriter. She belonged to a renowned acting family in England who owned the famous Covent Garden Theater. In 1834, she published a journal about her impressions of America. Although her journal about slavery could not be published until her children were 21, it still had an influence on the abolitionist movement. The weapon, forming, reforming, transforming. I eat breakfast chocolate in blank verse. I was born to it. My family, a troupe of strolling players, stopped at fairs, guild halls, churchyards, town squares, even open fields and village greens. Well, I disrupt every boarding school that I attend. A well-brought-up lady does not read the poems of Byron, does not memorize the role of Juliet instead of chunks of Bible. Thus, I confess to my journal what I want to write, and that is that. I eat breakfast chocolate in blank verse. How now? Who calls? Back here in the dark, all a quiver in stage fright, my feet stick to the floor, trying to make their entrance. The fear that glitters in my eyes is brighter than the torch-lit particles of dust swimming around me, and I write exactly what I want to, and that is that. My family owns the Covent Gardens, but the auctioneer and father's creditors hover in the wings' dead light. The theater has demanding and expensive tastes. I like exotic flowers in a row. 100 years of theatrical tradition grow before me. Yet, I have no joy in this contract tonight. Something other calls me. How now? Who calls? I think acting is the lowest form of all the arts. Even though my mother plays the Lady Capulet and father, once a matinee idol, performs himself, the bad Mercutio. They adore Aunt Sarah Siddons and call her the Queen of Tragedy. Now she pushes me onto the boards and over the proscenium and the spellbound house, my voice rides out on Juliet, the incandescent vehicle for my sensational debut. I make my bid for fame. I fill the purse and save the Kemble fortune. I think acting is the lowest form of all the arts. Jove laughed when my public clamors to read the dramas I produce, and publishers adore my journal. When leading hostesses vie to entertain the darling of London, how now? Who calls? From across the sea, I sail bonneted to the new world, a new limelight, and a new husband who has a way with women. Was I too rash, too unadvised? Once I loved his generosity, his leisure, until I walked through his slave-holding fortune. Then his virtues became his faults. Now his family mocks me, names me the play actress. of the plantation because I wrote in my journal exactly what I saw, and that was that. Jove laughed. My husband objected to my journal. He bribed the publishers, forbade me to print everything I saw. The assault on mind, spirit, body, broken, shattered, smashed. He deleted all the proper names as if a snow had fallen on each page. Dash, dash, dash. My husband objected to my journal. No, I cried. It is just an everyday account. I merely told the truth about the power of the masters, how the slaves are yoked like brute beasts, dragged down by waves of stench in a catastrophic sea, burning fever, aching cold. He yelled, I'll burn your journal. It shows an ugly picture of Americans, a public display of my children's mother. Just an everyday account. Hunger, fetters, shackles, irons. Men perform in many female roles, hence why is it indecent for ladies to write for publication? I used every trick to challenge him. Slavery, always slavery. I'm afraid my bride is nothing but an abolitionist, and that is that. Jove laughs. I am powerless to change a thing. I have no acumen. Free your slaves. Free your slaves. Stranded, alien. To see them working hours in the fields. To see them eat one meal a day from iron pots. To see them eat with broken sticks and fingers. Where are their chairs, tables, plates? To see them stretched out filthy on the floor, no place to sleep, to move, no place. Free them from their dens, moaning requiems. Their gray skins would not smell worse if they were free. Drifting strollers have more props and costumes for their third-rate melodramas. I can no longer be dependent on you. If you agree to submit your will to me, we may be reconciled and happy. I can live thus no longer. My husband keeps my children from all contact with me, their mother, because I wrote with expertise exactly what I saw and nothing other. Nameless, divorced, disgraced, and penniless, out of practice, out of fashion, with no right to hold money in my own name. I bank it in a name not mine, the hushed name of spinster friend. Look behind. The walls are high and hard to climb, but I will pierce each fissure, no, each fracture with the finger holes of this new machine. It is my only servitude. I am not broken. Letters break from words, explode off my fingertips, forming, transforming, reforming. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. That was very powerful and very poignant and very timely.